USA Radio News.
The FBI has the authority to expand the inquiry into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, although today on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said expect a vote soon.
Last night, the New York Times unleashed this major story. Get this. Judge Kavanaugh may have been accused of throwing some ice across a college bar in the mid-1980s. One can only imagine what new bombshell might be published today or tomorrow. But here's what we know, Madam President. The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week.
Wednesday at 2:18 p.m. Eastern Time, you will receive a text message from President Trump. This is part of the National Presidential Alert System, which will let the president issue a warning about any crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Concerns over the global oil supply and the U.S. sanctioning Iran have pushed the national average for a gallon of gasoline up to $2.87 a gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us about that increase.
We've seen prices go up about 3 cents a gallon for the first time. That's a breakout in almost 12, 13 weeks. So we haven't seen prices move up. Really, they've sort of gone up or down by a penny a week, sometimes just sort of remained relatively neutral. But at 287, that's a full three. If you look at some people, they'll even say 4 cents a gallon compared to this time last week.
I'm John Clemens.
North Korea is estimated to have up to 60 nuclear weapons. That's at least what a top South Korean official told lawmakers on Monday. The South Korean assessment on the North's arsenal is not much different than what other various outside groups have estimated, largely based on the nuclear materials that the North is believed to have produced. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A trade deal was reached with Canada and Mexico yesterday. The president held a news conference in the Rose Garden. Now, how are things going, though, regarding China and our trade with them? Larry Kudlow is the director of National Economic Council under President Trump. He does say and believe a trade deal with China is imminent, but he says the deal that the president talked about yesterday was a great deal for Americans.
You know, the USMCA deal really eliminates a lot of unfair trading practices. It stops the flow of autos and machinery and other manufacturing out of the United States. Much better for our workforce, much better for our blue-collar folks, who I might add are booming, according to the data. So these are very good things for the U.S. economy. President has basically delivered on another promise.
Now, the president and Kudlow also touted that this would help farmers. Well, Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa talked about that as well and why this is a great deal, in her opinion, for farmers in Iowa.
This is a great opportunity, and I want to thank the president and our United States trade rep, Bob Lighthizer, for working so hard on this deal to bring Canada and Mexico together with us. But this does expand opportunity for our dairy farmers, for eggs and poultry going into Canada, and it levels the playing field for wheat as well. So we are very excited about the opportunity to get our commodities out into Canada and Mexico and continue on with that great relationship.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.